coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, Word Hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
I'm trying to show you the confusion that they're out there. These guys are so confused. So they're doing something. They say, I may not be doing it. I'm doing it. I think I'm doing it. I may not. I'm thinking I am doing it. It's just my mind. I may not be doing what I think I am doing. Who could be more confused than that? But listen to Jesus. He was so definite. He was so clear. He called God his Father. He told us where his Father was. He didn't say, well, my Father is in the spirit realm. He didn't talk like that. He said, my Father is in heaven. And then to know where that heaven was, he said, above. Then you start looking around what that above is. Not east, south, or west. Geographical location. He was talking about spiritual location. He said, above. A spiritual location. And he proved it by his ascension. When he ascended, they saw him with their optical eyes. They saw him ascend and go beyond the clouds. That's part of history. Never forget it. Hallelujah. And one of these days, he's coming again. And that's the reason for all this. That's why we're here. Because Jesus is coming again. And we want him to find us busy. Doing what he told us to do. He's coming again. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do what I told you. I want you to come and find that I'm doing what he told me to do. I want Jesus to come and I'm happy to meet him. I don't want Jesus to come and I'm thinking, oh God, is he coming? Is it real? Is he coming? No. When that trumpet sounds, I'll check out of here. I'm looking forward to that. You say, Pastor Chris, is that really going to happen? Why do you think I'm standing here? That's why I'm here. It's part of my preparation. How soon is it? Very soon. Is it days, weeks, months, years? That don't matter. Come on. If you're walking in the light as he is in the light, you got fellowship with him. And so it doesn't matter which day. You're already in fellowship with him. When he shows up, all right, job's done. We're finished. We get out of here. Master says it's over. And you might just have been winning souls on that day. You might have just been distributing rhapsody on that day. And then that trumpet goes with the archangel, the voice of the archangel. And we are gone. The Bible says we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That quick. And we're gone. And there are those who are going to be looking for us. You see how? It can't be real. It can't be real. Then they hear people crying in the street. Oh God, did I miss the rapture? Oh God, did I miss it? You don't want to miss that, right? Will you go? How are you going to know? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love Jesus, do his will. Live for him. Live for him. Don't let your life be conditioned upon this earth. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. Tell somebody, renew your mind. Say it again, renew your mind. All right, put it there. So Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, from verse 22. Look at the words of Jesus. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Next. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, someone said, I've never seen anybody with faith move a mountain. Was Jesus just using symbolism? Or did he mean this? Can you really command a mountain to move? Yes. Jesus meant it. But Jesus wasn't talking about a game. Jesus wasn't saying that we go out in the street and say, now, you know, I got this power, and I'm here to show you what I got. I can imagine where some of you would like to start. That fellow who doesn't like you or you don't like him. Going to command his house to be uprooted. He must move out of your estate. See, so he wasn't expecting us to use as a game. This is serious business. Why would you want to move a physical mountain? Our faith is always connected to our need. Hear what I just said. Hear what I just said. Our faith is always connected to our need. If there is no need for it, there will be no faith to it. So you may find yourself trying to make something happen that will not happen because there is no need to activate faith. Our needs always present themselves to activate our faith. So when you find yourself in a situation, you have a need, don't despair. It'll activate your faith. That woman, until she heard that she'll never have a baby, she didn't know she could have one with faith until she was told there was no way out. See what I mean? The fellow who was healed of cancer didn't know he could make it happen until he was told he had 1 month to live. And his faith was triggered. He said, I shall not die, but live. And it happened. Your need triggers your faith. That means never be overwhelmed with your need. Don't say, you see what we need? You see, we need this, we need that, we need that, and then you get overwhelmed. No, let your need connect to your faith. Let your need excite you. Let your need excite you. That's the way I've lived my life. When I connect to a need, I overwhelm my need with my faith. No need overwhelms me. I refuse. You know, one day I was having a conversation with the Lord, and I was saying, Lord, I said, you've so trained me, I cannot think differently. I said, Lord, I find it difficult to think thoughts of defeat, thoughts of needs. I said, I find it difficult. I can't think the other way. My mind has been conditioned by the word. It's called the wisdom of the righteous. Phronesis. The wisdom of the righteous. You are separated unto the wisdom of God. And when you're separated unto the wisdom of God, it makes no difference what happens. Your life is not decided by the happenings. No, you are in charge. You will change whatever situation to fit the call and purpose of God for your life. That's the way you see things. As you walk on your way, you are coming with power. Are you hearing me? Look at your path. Every one of us has a path. Every one of us has a journey. You understand? You are on a journey. And as you're going, there's something you will meet on the way. For David, there was a bear and there was a lion. And then after that, there was a Goliath. Then the armies of the Philistines. And then lots of other armies on his path. But he defeated all of them.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.